I'd like now to welcome to the program Rob DeWalt. He's with the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday art supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He is with us every Friday, just about, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy almost fiestas.
Yes.
Right? It's almost Fiesta de Santa Fe.
I know.
Coming up. We've got what? We've got Zozobra. It's Thursday.
Zozobra.
And I won't be here. That's a shame.
Yeah, and you won't be here Friday either. Robert Knott will be with us a week from today.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see. Zozobra, all kinds of interesting things happening Fiesta-wise. But before that, we have this weekend to take care of.
Yes, let's take care of this weekend.
Lots of art openings. Heidi Lowen, Porcelain Gallery over there on Johnson Street, has a show opening tonight. Smoking Hot, Smoke-Fired Porcelain and Gold-Leaf Vessels by Heidi Lowen.
Excellent.
Reception 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. That's up through September 28th. In the spirit of Fiestas and Zozobra, Flying Cow Gallery at Warehouse 21 is opening their annual Will Schuster Zozobra Art Show. It's sort of the official 2011 Zozobra poster. And there's going to be photographs of historical and contemporary art depicting Zozobra, and a poster signing and a reception. And that's a 4 to 8 p.m. today only. So if you want to go get a poster and get it signed, that's the place to do it. Warehouse 21 in the rail yard, 1614 Paseo de Peralta, warehouse21.org. Go ahead.
I have one.
Yes.
Shine On Pakistan. Now, we interviewed the folks from Pakistan and from this group about the flooding in Pakistan and what they had going on in folk art market. So they're having a folk art sale to benefit Pakistani flood victims this Labor Day weekend. So today from 5:30 to 7:30, there's a wine and cheese reception. And then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday from 10 to 4 each day at the Museum of International Folk Art, they are selling all kinds of good things from handbags, jewelries, textiles, lacquerware, these beautiful quilts, so all sorts of good stuff from Shine On Pakistan.
And is that one day or 2 days?
3 days.
3 days.
Today, tomorrow, and let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days, and Monday.
Oh, Labor Day.
Yes, including Labor Day. So tonight it's from 5:30 to 7:30, and every other day it's from 10 to 4.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I wonder where they got the name Shine On, like Shine On You Crazy Diamond, like the Pink Floyd song, or?
That's probably pretty much it. Yeah. That's Pink Floyd is from Pakistan originally, but they don't like to talk about that.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Well, that's too bad. Red Dot Gallery is having an opening tonight. Digital Art by Santa Fe Community College students. That's over there on Canyon Road, 826 Canyon Road. There's a reception tonight from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., and that's up through October 3rd. And see, Mirador Gallery on Canyon Road, 616 Canyon Road. Rebels is a group show of contemporary Chicano and Native work. I think our good friends at Apache Skateboards have some work up. They were involved in Santa Fe Indian Market.
Apache Skateboards.
Yes, yes, yes. They do lots of design work and contemporary design work for skateboards and just art in general. So that's pretty fun. The Fiesta Melodrama opens tonight, right? I think they're doing it different this year. There's an 8 p.m. Show, and there's a late night show at 10:15 p.m.
That's nice.
Yeah, and this might be sort of like the gala tonight or something. I'm not sure. But there's a story on page 20, and
Is it the only late night show, or are there late night shows all the time?
There are. Well, here's the deal. There are shows at 8 and 10:15 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, September 2nd and 3rd, and then and Sunday, September 4th, and also Friday through Sunday, through September 11th, there are performances. If you want to know where the late night shows are, you should go to the website or call the box office at 988-4262. A really interesting name this year is A Corrupt Campaign Contributor's Combustible Conspiracy to Trick Trepidatious Townsfolk and Take Over the Territory, or Radio Killed the Honky Tonk Star, or Something's Rotten in the Territory of New Mexico, or A Fistful of Danish. I'm going to go at some point this weekend. I don't know when. Probably Sunday, because there's a lot going on this weekend.
Indeed.
Yeah.
The Mosaic Dance Company is having a fundraising performance on behalf of Seeds at the Dragonfly School. It's an all-ages event on the outdoor stage on Monday, Labor Day, at 7 in the evening. Dragonfly School is at 935 Alto Street. And for more information, you can call 986-6164.
Ah, there's on Monday at 6 p.m. on Labor Day, there is Roads to Memphis, the Paths of James Earl Ray and Martin Luther King Jr. It's sort of a discussion of Hampton Sides' book by Hampton Sides as part of the Southwest Seminars weekly lecture series. That's 6 p.m. Monday at the Hotel Santa Fe. And there is an admission fee. If you call 466-2775, you can find out more details about that. Have you read that book?
Oh, yeah. I've talked to Hampton Sides a couple of times about it, once on the show, and then once we did a discussion at Collected Works Bookstore that we also aired on the show. And it's a good book.
Yeah. This is a mariachi week, for sure. And once I can find it, I will let you know all about it.
And while you're finding it, I will tell you about something going on at Collected Works Bookstore. Granta Magazine is marking the 10th anniversary of 9/11 with a special issue called Granta 116 to be introduced at 50 panel discussions around the world this month. And at Collected Works on Wednesday, the 7th of September at 6 o'clock, they are going to have novelist Borichista Kapoor and former CIA operations officer Valerie Plame in conversation with veteran journalist and interviewer Lorene Mills from Report for Santa Fe. And they're all fabulous people, and the event is free. 988-4226 is the number.
Sweet. Okay, it's the mariachi is sort of integral to the Fiesta de Santa Fe celebration. And at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, September 4th, at the Santa Fe Opera, there is Mariachi Extravaganza. And this year, we have Grammy Award-winning L.A. ensemble Mariachi Los Camperos de Nati Cano. We have Albuquerque native Gregorio Aragon. And Mariachi Tradicional. And then Powaki Dance Troupe, Valle Ilusion Folklorico. And then, on Wednesday, September 2nd, at 10 a.m., or September 7th, excuse me, at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Lenzer Performing Arts Center, there is a Concierto de Mariachi Matinee, so a bunch of mariachi groups, and tickets are very cheap for the one at the Lenzik. If you go to the website, you can get tickets through there, or you can just walk up to the box office.
Excellent.
So, a big day, big week for mariachi in Santa Fe, because of course of fiestas, which brings us to Saturday's Fiesta de los Niños, which is a two-day event with hands-on activities for kids and live music and sing-alongs, and there's a puppet show, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. At El Rancho de las Golondrinas, way out there. And that's, of course, Saturday and Sunday. And you can call 471-2261 for info.
When's the pet parade?
When is the pet parade? Well, isn't that, that's not until, like,
The Saturday of Fiesta.
Yeah, yeah, that's the following.
It's always so early in the
weekend.
Morning that I never, that I don't
I
get to it.
I
but
don't do it either.
Maybe this year I'll dress up like a little kid and bring my dogs.
Bring your pets. Bring your dogs. That's okay. I've already talked about mariachi. We've been mariachied to death this morning, so I'll move on. The annual burning of Will Schuster's is over. I already talked about this,
yes.
Right? That's Thursday at 3 p.m. at Zozobra Burns at Dusk. This is at Fort Marcy Park, of course. If you call the Kiwanis Club of Santa Fe, Zozobra hotline at 660-1965, you can find out more. I don't know. Does Zozobra have a Twitter account this year? Does he have a Twitter account this year? He did last year.
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
I don't tweet.
You don't tweet? You're not a Twitterphile?
It's all I can do to keep up with Facebook.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Yeah. Yes. I'm trying to stay off of Facebook for the most part now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Your Facebook is always so funny and charming.
I know. That's what I should probably reserve most of my funny and charming for real life.
Yeah, that's yeah. That is a thought.
Yeah. Death Along the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, 1670, the Bernardo Gruber story. This is an interesting story. And Joseph P. Sanchez is going to be delivering the 2011 Fiesta de Santa Fe lecture exploring the Spanish Inquisition's case against Gruber and his escape from jail and his mysterious death. And there's a story in today's Pasatiempo, a wonderful story by Casey Sanchez on page 36. It's an interesting story about the Spanish Inquisition and New Mexico and how that all worked out and the impact of that.
I got a notice from Food Not Bombs about the Taos premiere of the documentary Better This World. It tells the tale of idealism, activism, crime, and betrayal. How do two boyhood friends from Midland, Texas find themselves accused of domestic terrorism? And you can see it even before it airs on PBS tonight at 7 o'clock at the Barreiss Gallery, B-A-R-E-I-S-S, I don't know how you say that, Gallery, which is on Route 150 just north of KTAO Radio in Taos. It's free admission, and there will be vegan food and discussion.
Pope Speaks continues. At the Lodge at Santa Fe, flutist Robert Mirabal's one-man show about the history of the 1680 Pueblo Revolt. And there are performances throughout the week. Most of them start at 8:30 p.m., and this is at the Maria Benitez Theater at the Lodge at Santa Fe. If you go to ticketsantafe.org, you can find out more info. I believe it's reviewed. Was it reviewed this week in Pasatiempo? I think it was. Yes. No, God of Carnage, I'm sorry. God of Carnage was reviewed, and that is the play that is happening at, where's that happening? God of Carnage is happening at the Armory for the Arts. It's a Fusion Theater Company production, and it's a comedy by Yasmina Reza, and it's at 8 p.m. tonight at the Armory for the Arts, and that's over there on Old Pickles Trail. Review in today's PASA on page 22, and that continues through Saturday, September 3rd of this weekend.
Excellent. I saw a screening of a play called The Way with Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez playing father and son. And there was just a couple of special screenings at the screen. And I think it's coming out sometime in the next few weeks. So just heads up, ladies and gentlemen, a good movie. No car chases, no romance, no fighting. No pretty young things. It's a movie about real grown-up people. I loved it. It was so good.
And what is
and a
what
pilgrimage.
Is it about?
What happens is I don't want to give too much away, but basically the father loses his son, and his son was about to go on a pilgrimage, so the father goes on that pilgrimage in France. And so the whole thing is shot on location and shot in order from where this 800 kilometer pilgrimage begins to its end.
Oh, wow.
In France and Spain.
That sounds really good.
It's really good.
And it comes out in a week or two, you think?
Yeah, we'll watch for it. And I'll try to, if I can, I'll try to get one of those guys on the air.
Let's see, what else is happening? Octopus Garden, new paintings by Joel Nakamura. I wrote a story about it in today's Pasatiempo. This is over at the Han Ross Gallery on Canyon Road. Joel Nakamura, wonderful artist, really great guy. His second passion in life is Aikido. And I think my goddaughter is going to go take classes from him because she's really interested in that sort of martial art,
nice.
I guess you would say. But these octopus paintings are kind of amazing. What he does is he sort of plays off the fact that if you ever look at an octopus, they have sort of this slimy thing on the outside of their skin, and it's almost like looking at a lava lamp or a kaleidoscope, you can imagine, or clouds, you can imagine other things within them.
Uh-huh.
And so he's sort of riffed on that. And so he's got like an octopus painting where the head of the octopus is an artichoke flower. And there's one where the arms are gummy worms.
Ah, I'm looking at them now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there is an opening tonight at Han Ross Gallery on Canyon Road, 409 Canyon Road, from 5 to 7 p.m. The show is up. It's a short run, actually, I think, but it's up through September 14th. There's going to be other work shown there, but the focus is really these octopus paintings, which are fantastic to look at. What else? Well, there's just tons of art openings this week. There's Llewellyn Gallery downtown has Fauna, Fruit, and Fables in Caustic Paintings by Keith Johnson. Reception from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. That's up through October 2. Waxlander Gallery has Ode to Land and Sky. Paintings by Matthew Higginbotham. And there's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight. And that's up through September 12. Huge selection of openings that are listed in the Pasatiempo today.
Excellent. So many.
Oh, so many. And there's some great live music around, too. We have Bruce Dunlap is playing over at his gig performance space tonight. I believe that starts at 8 p.m. and that's over at, on 2nd Street, 1808 2nd Street, I think Unit H. If you go to gigsantafe.com, you can find out more info on events happening. What are the gigs happening at Gig? And then lots of community events. We've got the Labor Day Fine Arts and Crafts Market, which is happening. It's of course presented by the Santa Fe Fiesta Council, and that is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. On the plaza, and I believe that's Saturday and Sunday. Yes. No, that's a 3 days. It's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and basically 9 to 6 p.m. on all 3 days. There's the New Mexico Artisans Market, which takes place at the Santa Fe Farmers Market from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. You already talked about Shine on Pakistan Folk Art Sale, right?
Yep.
So what else is going on?
Did you talk about, let me just make sure I've got the dates correct. Did you talk about the last performances of Popeye Speaks?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about the unsolicited poetry tour? Did we talk about this?
No.
Okay. On Tuesday the 6th at 7 p.m., David Rowe is going to read from his work at the Estancia Primera Clubhouse. That's the south entrance off Artist Road. If you turn right and drive to the bottom of the hill on Artist Road, if you call 670-0780, you can find out really how to get there. And you can find out more information. There's no charge for the unsolicited poetry tour. And by unsolicited, I assume it means
Well, what is
voluntary?
Solicited poetry?
I don't know. Sounds...
It's not like you get a lot of freelance gigs.
That's true. Well, you know, maybe he's trying to change that. Maybe. I mean, who knows? The first Wednesday Salon at Photo Eye is on Wednesday, the 7th. Photographer Edward Ranney discusses his work, and Fisher Press gallerist Christopher Benson discusses Benson's career. And that's in conjunction with the Fisher Press exhibit Archaeology and the Shape of Time. And also, Axel Contemporary's van will be parked outside the gallery for a preview of its exhibit, I Am Animal, Vegetable, Mineral. And that's 6:30 p.m. It runs till about 9 p.m. That's Wednesday the 7th at Photo Eye Gallery at 376A Garcia Street. And there's no charge for that either.
Excellent.
So that's good.
Now
we
here's
like free stuff.
One. Let's see. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday at 10:30 in the morning, Life in a Day. Now that's a movie that I did an interview about. And did you see that film? Yeah, you
yes.
did. You reviewed it.
Mm-hmm.
It all takes place on, I think it was July 24th, 2010, and there are just hundreds and hundreds of people who actually contributed to it. So it is edited from the footage taken from thousands of people who sent in footage, and it's a wonderful movie. I just loved it. And it was gone, now it's back for the next 3 days at 10:30 in the morning. So
why'd it go away?
Because they had so many other things scheduled.
Ah.
They have a lot of... successful movies at the CCA, which I love. Independent movie theater.
Yes.
Having a bunch of hits. But this movie is one of my favorites. And Buck, of course, continues apace.
I was just going to ask you that. Buck is still bucking along, isn't he?
Buck is still bucking along.
But it's a great film. It's a really... it's not only is it a touching story, but I mean... And, you know, a lot of people have said, oh, it's a horse movie. And it's really not a horse movie. It's a people movie. You know?
People horse movie.
Well, I mean, there are horses in it.
Yeah, it's about a horse trainer.
It's a horse trainer who understands that when people come to him with horses and say, my horse has a problem, generally what they're really saying is, I have a problem, and
well,
my horses know it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true of dogs, too.
Yeah.
The movie Sarah's Key, which I haven't seen, but have you seen that movie?
No.
It's at the CCA. It's a Holocaust movie. About the notorious roundup of Jews in Paris in 1942 and a family secret.
Ooh.
And I've heard about it, and it looks heavy, and I've heard it's very good.
A
Kristen Scott Thomas is in it. What?
Nothing.
Kristen Scott Thomas is funny?
Oh, not really.
No.
Aspen Santa Fe Ballets is going to be at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center on Saturday, this Saturday, September 3rd, a program that reflects Aspen's director's affinity for the work of contemporary European choreographers. And let's see, that is, what time is that? Oh, the performance begins at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And of course, you can get tickets through the Lenzic. And then there's violist John Graham, who is the professor emeritus at the Eastman School of Music. Let's see, is it going to be him? Oh, he offers a free concert in the Great Hall of St. John's College at 3 p.m. on Sunday, September 4th. That includes classic pieces, as well as recent compositions involving an electric viola.
Nice.
Yeah. Assisting him is pianist Madeline Williamson and percussionist Scott Ney. So that's pretty cool. And then one of my favorite sort of local bands, Broom Dust Caravan, who described their sound as juke joint, honky-tonk, biker bar, rock and roll. That's just rolls.
Has a certain ring to it.
It does. I want that on a T-shirt, man. I mean, I wonder if they, like, tattooed that on their bodies anywhere and how long that took and where and if it hurt or not. But they're going to be performing at 9 p.m. Friday, September 2nd at Tin Star Saloon over there, 411 Water Street. That's, like, on the other side of Guadalupe Street, heading west, sort of near Vanessa and all. And all that stuff down there. And there's a small cover charge, but it's worth it. You can go and get your libation on and check out some Johnny Broomdust and Broomdust Caravan. That's going to be fun. And what else is going on? There's just so much.
I know, but for some reason I've exhausted the things that went into my calendar file.
Shall I go on?
Yes.
Shall I? Please do.
Okay.
Apronzo Italian Grill, pianist David Geist continues his sort of geisty cabaret thing that he does over there. And that's cool. What I love about most of these things is that David performs early, 6:15, but he runs through 9:15 p.m. So if you want to dine early, but you want to see hear some music while you're dining, you can do it at Pronzo, and David Geist will entertain you. And then there's
and he's very, very entertaining.
Yes.
He's lovely.
He's not a piano player, he's an entertainer.
He is a piano player and an entertainer.
Yes, well, yes.
It's not a floor wax. It's a dessert topping.
You read my mind. Santa Fe Flea at the Downs. I'm not sure how long this is going to be going on, but it's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on, I believe, Saturday. And maybe it's Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the Downs. And then there's a free shuttle that runs from the plaza in the Santa Fe Depot. If you call 982-2671 or go to santafeflea.com, which is kind of an unfortunate name for a website. With plague and flea and, you know. So.
Yeah, well.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Whatever. Are you doing anything special for Labor Day?
You know, I'm not doing a recording. I think I'm just going to probably do some work, but just, you know. I recorded that show.
You recorded that show, so you're...
Oh, and it'll be a very good show.
What is it?
I pre-recorded it. It's John Tierman, who wrote a book called The Deaths of Others, and it's about the fate of civilians in America's wars.
Oh, wow.
And it goes from the colonial period to the present, and basically the many, many, many people who have died and the... sometime indifference of the American public toward the deaths of people who aren't quote-unquote Americans.
Well, you don't generally hear about American civilian casualties when you hear about war in the mainstream media, really.
Well, and except for 9/11, there really aren't a lot of American civilian casualties. But for everybody who died in 9/11, we are responsible for the deaths of about 200 people or more in Iraq, mm-hmm. not even counting Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very, very disturbing. And as we come, it taints the, you know, the very real memorializing of 9/11 in some ways, at least for me. Probably I'll get some nasty letters about that, but it's daunting. And so anyway, this guy is a professor at MIT. I think that's called the Center for International Studies, and he's a wonderful writer. He was a student and protege and friend of Howard Zinn's.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So that's some cheery morning stuff on KSFR.
Shall we go to more cheery things?
Mortuary things? Oh, more cheery things.
More cheery things.
Yes.
Cheerier things. Thursday, the 8th, besides Zsopra, of course, We have Cook with the Chef at the Farmer's Market. And one of my favorites is going to be out there. The series continues at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday at the Santa Fe Farmer's Market in the Rail Yard with Roland Richter of Joe's Restaurant, formerly Joe's Diner. His pad's over there, his place is over there on in Rodeo Plaza. This guy makes some of the best, like, handmade mozzarella.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love mozzarella, fresh mozzarella.
It ain't cheap, but I mean, you can, if you time it right, you can go pick it up and it's still warm.
Mm.
Yeah. Call a couple of days ahead, I think, and he'll make some for you.
One of the things about watching this film, The Way, which was shot totally, at, like I said, on vacation, between France and Spain, is the food. Even just vicariously watching the film.
The food?
Yeah.
The food transfixes you?
Yes.
There's some films opening this week also.
Oh, good. What?
Well, we have Apollo 18, which some of these that I'm talking about are not reviewed in the Pasta Tiempo, but it's sort of a spin on a NASA mission. It says the found footage trend in, let's just put it this way. Think of Apollo, think of like a moon landing with monsters. It's a horror film, right? And so it's rated PG-13. It opens at Regal Stadium 14 and Dreamcatcher in Espanol and Storytel in Taos. And also we have the Czech noir film Protector, which I had a chance to see. And it's very pretty to look at. And basically it's the story of this radio journalist who agrees to work as an on-air propagandist at a Prague radio station that comes under control of the Nazis. The problem is that his wife is Jewish. And the Nazis know this, but they're sort of giving him and her a pass because they need someone, they need someone who has been in Prague and is a personality and is known to kind of prop up the Nazis. And
what's the name of this movie?
It's called Protector.
Okay.
With a K, Protector. And it is really beautiful to look at. It's got a very interesting score with sort of a combination of house music and jazz. And there's lush period design. And it's the color palette's kind of washed out. It's very pretty, but the story kind of crumbles a little bit under the weight of all this beauty. It opens at the screen tonight, I believe. It opens at the screen. And then there's this great film which Bob Kerr gave four Chili's today. It's called The Guard, and it opens at Regal de Vargas. It's an unusual comedy set in a small town in Ireland and stars a spot-on Brendan Gleeson as a foul-mouthed, morally questionable cop who teams with a stuffy FBI agent, played by Don Cheadle, by the way.
Oh, I've seen previews for that.
Yeah, to take down drug traffickers. It's supposed to be hilarious. If there's a copy, I think, at the office that I get to look
yes,
at.
Yes, I think that it looks very, very funny.
This is one that I really want to see in the theater. There's a review today in the Pasta Tiempo on page 50. And what else is opening? What else is opening?
I finally saw Midnight in Paris, which was so good.
Oh, yeah. Midnight in Paris.
Missed that when it was, yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, it's just about time to go.
It's time to go. Well, listen, I'm not going to be here until... I don't get back to work until the 20th. I'm taking some time off.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Have a nice holiday.
I will.
And Robert Knott will be with us next week.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. I'll remind him today.
Well, Rob DeWalt is with the Pasta Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, merci beaucoup.
Mercy buckets.
And you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta.
Yay!
Yay! And thanks to everybody. Thanks also to Hector Noriega, who's a wonderful intern at KSFR, and to all the fabulous staff of KSFR, engineer George Weston, Sean Conlin, Marilyn LeBlanc, Linda Highhill. Got a great team over there, and we will see you on Monday. Actually, I will not be live. I'll be sleeping in on Monday.
Yay. Oh, it's Labor Day weekend.
It's Labor Day weekend, and have a great Labor Day weekend. Drive safely, indeed. Be nice to your dogs.
Bye.
Bye.